Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is a momentous day. For Film Score Friday, we replaced it with a celebration, and that is the celebration of the historic celebration of the first African-American female Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. We just got to watch her, Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House speaking on her entrance into this most momentous and prestigious position. This is a history-making moment. It's been 233 years, and this has never happened in that time, but for the first time, and it won't be the last, it has happened. It has been a historic moment to see this in action, to see how graceful Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was in the nomination and the hearing and everything that she did, how she conducted herself, how respectful she was and graceful she was in accepting it, as well as taking the horrible forms of abuse came with the path to this judicial seat. I am so proud and so honored to be able to speak on this great moment, this momentous moment, and what it means for women all over the world, and what it means especially for myself as an African-American woman and all the rest of us as African-American women all around the world and in this country. This has been something of a whirlwind, and it's a beautiful stance and change. The woman is a Harvard grad. She's done everything. She's been a public defender. Her position and unique view, her POV, point of view, is going to be so uniquely placed, the judicial system, to where it's going to affect change for generations. And she is 51, so she is going to be there for a while. A few decades, and I believe that. So I am so thankful and honored to be able to speak on Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and her nomination and acceptance for Supreme Court Justice and the bending of the arc of history in our favor as women of color. This sets precedent for every continent, every place in the world to know and respect the position of us in this beautiful mass, different races all around the world as Black women, as African-American women in this place. I'm so thankful to be able to have the grace to say this to be able to have the position to say this, to be able to have the platform to say this about Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. And this is a momentous reason to celebrate. And I ask you to celebrate you in your position, in your place, in your vote. Because if we didn't, none of this would be happening. Our vote matters. So please understand the importance of your position and the positions that we all play in our role in this beautiful thing called democracy. So until next time, as we celebrate the movement of the country as well as the world, as we saw the beautiful Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States of America, and the new Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, and can I give a wonderful thank you for the man in office, President Joe Biden, for making his promises known, making his changes, and keeping his word in the promises that he made to appoint a African-American woman as Supreme Court Justice, and making his way as a pivotal presidential his pivotal presidential position as one of the most diverse, as being one of the most diverse in history, and with a diverse cabinet and cast in our judicial and governmental system. Thank you, Joe Biden, for ushering us into this beautiful, critical time and position in our lives that will change all of us for the rest of our lives. So until next time, people, I want you to understand that what you dream and what you do and what you say is possible. All you have to do is believe it. And then, God willing, you will achieve it. So until next time, people, what do I always say I want you to do? And that is, be great.